You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is buoyancy? All of us know that objects float. Marshmallows float on hot chocolate. Hot air balloons rise higher and higher in the sky. This has to do with something called buoyancy. When an item is placed into a fluid, it might rise to the top of the fluid. Buoyancy is a force, an upward push by the fluid upon the object so that the object rises. We've talked about fluids before on The Weekly Experiment. A fluid is a substance where the molecules move around so that the substance will flow and fill a container. Blowing air into a toy balloon. The air, a gas, is a fluid. Filling a pitcher with water. The water, a liquid, is a fluid. Buoyancy is an upward force by the fluid on an object. But this upward pushing force of a fluid that we call buoyancy is really only half the concept of floating and sinking. In addition to the upward force called buoyancy, there's also a downward force, gravity. The force we call gravity, the force that attracts us to the earth and holds us down, also affects the object in a fluid. Gravity pulls down, buoyancy pushes up. If the two forces are equal, the object floats. If the force of gravity is greater, the object sinks. Floating and sinking also relates to density. Density is mass per volume, or how much stuff is in a space. How many molecules of a substance are in an area of space? If an object in a fluid has the same density as the fluid, it stays in place. This is called neutral buoyancy. If the object is denser than the fluid, it has negative buoyancy and it sinks. And finally, if the object is less dense than the fluid, it has positive buoyancy and it floats. Here's an activity you can try with your kids or grandkids. Get an empty 2-liter soda bottle. Fill it to the top with water. Squeeze some water into an eyedropper and then place the eyedropper into the bottle. Tightly screw the lid onto the bottle. By squeezing the sides of the bottle and then releasing pressure, the eyedropper will sink or float. There's a small air bubble in the eyedropper you've partially filled with water. It will float, positive buoyancy, if you don't do anything. Squeezing the sides of the bottle compresses the air bubble in the eyedropper, increasing the density of the eyedropper compared to the water, so it has negative buoyancy and it will sink. See if you can squeeze the bottle with just the right pressure to achieve neutral buoyancy and make it stay in the middle of the bottle. We've just learned a little bit about buoyancy. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.